Da Vinci Code opens the Cannes Film Festival May 17th in France. And curiously enough, that's the same day that the founder of the Catholic community Opus Dei, José María Escrivá de Balaguer, was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1992. The Opus Dei, portrayed in Dan Brown's novel, is a sadistic, power-hungry organization that will stop at nothing to safeguard its interests, including hiring a killer in monk's clothing. The institution's name, though, gives us another picture. It means God's work. The Opus Dei website says that their community message is that through work and ordinary daily activities, one can encounter God, serve others, and improve society. Spokeswoman for Opus Dei in the United States, Terry Caron, calls the Da Vinci Code a work of fiction, but one that could never be called historical fiction because it distorts history and the truth about Jesus, the Church, and the Opus Dei community.
The main problem with the Da Vinci Code is the way that it distorts the life of Christ and presents Christianity as some kind of a hoax. Christianity is presented as a 2,000-year-old fraud instead of the 2,000-year-old truth that it is. For instance, one of the examples in the Da Vinci Code is where Brown suggests that Constantine invented the idea of the divinity of Christ only in the 4th century, where you'll find no evidence of that, and no historian would tell you anything of that kind. As for Opus Dei, the errors are glaring. We don't have any monks in Opus Dei. We're a lay organization. We don't have bloody mortification like they show with the monk. That's a gross distortion of what goes on. What Opus Dei really does is to help people, ordinary people, love God and serve God in their ordinary life. It's part of the Catholic Church, and it helps people bring the love of God to their friends and other people.
So how, then, are members of Opus Dei themselves reacting to the Da Vinci Code?
Well, obviously, Opus Dei members would be far happier if Opus Dei was never mentioned in the Da Vinci Code, especially in such an unpleasant, negative way. And that goes for its depiction of the Church as well. No one's happy with that. But on the positive side, this has really given us an opportunity to explain what Opus Dei is and to give more of a history of the Church as well. So there is a real positive side to this.
Unlike some Catholic and even Muslim groups around the world, Opus Dei has not asked its members to boycott the film or Sony, the producer of the movie. And while many believe boycotting the film might just draw more attention to it, Caron says Opus Dei is more interested in peaceful and educational dialogue than in declaring war. And she admits that Opus Dei has in some ways benefited from the popularity of the Da Vinci Code.
Actually, some of this publicity has been positive for us. You know, in a strange way, we do expect that God will bring some good out of a bad situation, and that's what we find ourselves with. For example, our website has had over 3 million unique visitors this year, and 1 million of them have been in the U.S. alone. And some of these people have, in fact, become involved in Opus Dei through this publicity.
Opus Dei wrote to Sony to express dismay over the way the Catholic faith and Opus Dei are portrayed in the Da Vinci Code. Caron suggests that if it had been a different faith group, the Catholic Church might have been treated with more sensitivity.
You know, we wanted to show them the real Opus Dei and describe to them the fact that the real Opus Dei has people with real families and that this portrayal of them would be harmful. Sony still maintains that it isn't harmful to Catholics, that this is just a book of fiction, but we still maintain that fiction hurts people, and it would be nice if they would show us the same regard, the same sensitivity that they would show any other ethnic or religious group.
Well, regardless your faith group, the Da Vinci Code film is likely to stimulate a lot of interest in the Christian Gospels and what could be a real positive debate about what it means to be Christian today.